Today on Gardening in a Minute, tools for weeding. Weeding might not be anyone's favorite gardening chore, but it's one that needs to be done. There are many tools that can make this onerous task easier. Often, your hands are the most efficient way to pull weeds, but even then, you should wear leather or other thick gloves to protect them. Garden kneelers or a garden pad will help preserve your knees. Weeding knives and forks are helpful for extracting certain tough, thick weeds like wild garlic bulbs. A small hoe is handy for flower beds and detailed weeding, and the traditional hoe is ideal for large garden areas. Many specialty hoes come with long handles that reduce bending and back stress. Herbicides are another tool, but the best approach to controlling weeds utilizes all your options. For more information about weeding and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, seed banks. Seed banks are special facilities that help safeguard important seeds. Seeds can be stored for decades or even centuries and pulled out if needed to help jumpstart food production after natural or man-made disasters. Many countries set up their own seed banks that store crop seeds like wheat, barley, or peas. But some national seed banks have been destroyed, so global seed banks have opened as fail-safes. The Svalbard Global Seed Bank has a capacity of 2.25 billion seeds. It's located in an isolated area inside the Arctic Circle that's ideal for seed storage. By creating these facilities, scientists hope to create a Noah's Ark for seeds that will preserve genetic diversity and protect vital crops for future generations. For more information about seed banks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, repairing your lawn. When there are dead areas in your lawn, it's easy to repair them yourself. Before doing anything, try to determine what killed these areas. Check your irrigation system for missed or overwatered areas, and look for other causes like insects or disease. To repair patches of turf, you'll need to use either plugs or sod. Plugging is the planting of 2 to 4 inch circular or block-shaped pieces of sod at 6 to 12 inch intervals. Plugs can be purchased from a garden center or cut from pieces of sod. To fill bare patches immediately, use sod. Keep your soil moist until the new patches of grass are firmly established, and begin mowing as needed. Wait 30 to 60 days after planting to fertilize your new plugs or sod. For more information on lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden sheds. Garden sheds can serve as a home for all your gardening gear, a simple work and storage area, or even a spot to relax. Coordinate yours with the style of your garden or the design of your house. Garden sheds are easily purchased from retailers in just about every size, style, and material imaginable, or you can make your own. Before adding a shed to your garden, plan ahead. Check with your county and homeowners association for any required permits. Consider how it will be used and where the best location would be. Will your structure be a centerpiece or tucked away from view? Don't hesitate to call a professional if you need help. You'll want your little house to last as long as your big one. For more information about garden sheds and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, recycled utility mulch. Adding mulch to your garden beds can help retain moisture, ward off weeds, and keep your landscape looking polished. And in many communities, you can even get mulch for free. When utility companies trim trees near power lines, they often grind the cut branches into mulch and offer this at no charge to local residents. The mulch isn't treated in any way, so it may contain seeds that can sprout in your landscape later, requiring you to do some light weeding. Utility mulch may also be uneven in size and texture. Make it look nicer by applying what's sometimes called a mulch veneer. Just spread a layer of store-bought mulch over the free mulch, and you'll have a professional look at a fraction of the cost. For more information about recycled utility mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFES Extension, and WFT-FM.